In the last episode of Impact School, I spoke all about how to build deep and meaningful relationships that will have a true impact on your life. But today, the segment of the show is Impact Your People. And that means that we're going to be talking all about how to build relationships with your ideal clients and your potential customers so that in the future you can make sales to them. Because relationship building isn't just key in your overall life and in your overall well-being, it's also key in your business. So I'm going to be splitting this up into prospects and then also into current customers, because funnily enough, your current customers are your best new customers. Yes, I will be explaining all of that as this episode of Impact School goes on. And every single time that I do an episode of Impact Your Life or Impact Your People, I also like to give away a free download. And I'm going to be testing this out for a while. And then if enough people are downloading it, then I will continue doing it over and over and over, because it's basically going to be giving you exclusive information that we don't cover in the podcast. There may also be information on there, such as in this one, there's going to be a DM, Instagram DM outreach script that you can simply copy and paste and send via DMs to potential customers to just get that relationship building with them. And I'm also going to show you examples of conversations and things like that. And it will change every single time there's a new PDF download, but what I'm going to do is, as time goes on, I'll build the PDF and then I'll record the podcast so that I can tell you exactly what is covered in the PDF in the podcast episode. So make sure to sign up for that. The link is in the show notes. You need to grab it, because if you do, then I'll keep sharing this further value with you, because it just gives you a grab and grow way of doing things, and it means that it will just get sent directly to your email. And I may even start doing it via Facebook Messenger. So you don't even have to sign up with your email address. You can just literally just go on my Facebook Messenger. But that'll be something that happens as time goes on, as I start to actually really understand the Messenger bot way of doing things. And I'm gonna actually bring the guy who helped me build my Messenger bot on the podcast, so that for the Impact Your People, we can do a show there, so that if anyone is actually interested in having their own one built, you can get one built for a really, really, really cheap and affordable rate, a grab and go one. So anyway, with that said, how to build relationships with your customers. Well, I think the first and most important thing is to realize that building relationships with potential customers is so key, because of the whole fact of lifetime value. So think about it this way. If you meet somebody and they don't necessarily need your help right now, but you've added value to them, you've cared about them, you've given them a quick win, you've understood them, you've made the connection with them, and you've shown that you've cared, then 3 years from now, they may need help from you, and they're gonna come back to you because they'll know that you are an expert within that field, and they'll remember that you did all of these things for them and you made them feel valued. Whereas if they don't buy from you then and there, and then you just end up being like, oh, whatever, screw them, and you start being rude to them, or you just start ignoring them, or you don't deliver to them, or whatever, they're not gonna come back to you. They're gonna go elsewhere. So even if they don't buy from you right now, remember that they may well do in the future. Great example of this is that I built my personal brand in the fitness industry, right? And I treated my customers so well. They got so much value if they purchased one of my fitness ebooks or did one-on-one fitness coaching with me or group coaching with me, that so many of them are still listening to this podcast episode right now. And by the way, if that is you, I would literally love it if you could take a screenshot of this right now, share it on your Instagram story, tag me at Lauren Tickner, and just put the hashtag strengthfeed if you were someone who did one of my fitness ebooks or my Ultimate Guide to Tracking Macros ebook. I can already tell you right now that I'm gonna get dozens and dozens and dozens, or probably even hundreds, maybe even thousands of them, because this podcast is growing, guys. We're getting quite a lot of listens now. And it's cool because I built a relationship with you way back then, but you still wanna listen now because you've pivoted your personal brand as well. Or maybe back then you just wanted to get fit and healthy, but now you realize, oh, I actually wanna be a fitness coach, or oh, I actually wanna build my personal brand within a different field, and I can still serve them, right? So it's really, really, really cool. And that's why just being a decent person to people is so bloody great school. So how do you actually go about building a relationship with someone? Well, obviously, you can add value to them through social media. That's simple, right? We can get into what value actually means in a future episode, but just posting content on social media that is gonna help them is gonna help you build a relationship with them. But not only that, you need to actually message them back. So when they comment on your post, comment back to them and add further value or ask them a question. That shows them that you care. You need to understand their pain. Write that down. Understand their pain. Understand their struggles and care about them. Show empathy, not sympathy. You want to show them empathy. You want to show them understanding. That is going to help you build up trust with them. Now, when they ask you for help, give them a quick win. A quick win is key when it comes to building a relationship because they can literally see success from it immediately. And if they can see success immediately, they're gonna think, whoa, this person knows what they're talking about. So there's that, not only that, but let's just say a really good way to do this, to actually start building a relationship with qualified leads. So people who are directly interested in what it is that you have to offer is put a story up. And on your story, put a poll and make the poll say, are you someone who is interested in? And in the blank space, put what your offer is. So for example, for me, I could put something like, are you interested in building a profitable personal brand? Then every single person that clicks yes, I can then know that they are someone who is directly interested in what I have to offer because I help people build a profitable personal brand through my business, Impact School, and my courses, Impact Your Niche, Impact Through Influence, okay? Whereas if I was trying to figure out, okay, who's gonna be a prospect for Online Fitness Business School, I could make a poll on my story that says, are you interested in building and scaling your online fitness coaching business? Anyone that clicks yes, again, is directly interested. So then I can simply start DM conversations with these people. And in the download that you're getting for this episode, there is a DM outreach script. So make sure to go and grab that now. I don't want to dive into it too much more here, but just know that that is what you can do. That is going to be so freaking helpful for you. Okay? It's going to be amazing. So make sure to do it. Make sure to download it. Make sure to use it. Because if you don't use it and if you don't do it, you're not going to get results. And you're someone that wants to get results, you want to impact your people, and you're only going to be able to help serve these people if you put in the work. Yes, it's a lot of time and effort. I have an audience of over 125,000 people on Instagram. In my polls, I get hundreds of votes. But guess what? I make sure that I DM all these people because I know that it's going to add value to their life. And if I just get one sale of a course, that's like 1.5K, okay? So there's that. So that is why you should get on it and you should do that. Now, in a future episode, I want to talk all about what type of offer you should create and what's going to be the best for your audience. But for now, just know that this is going to be amazing for you to build your relationships with new people and new prospects. You can do that one strategy and it will be amazing for you. You can also join Facebook groups that are related to your niche. So for example, you can go on Facebook and let's say your particular niche was graphic design. Well, you could find some groups on Facebook all for people who are writing ebooks or who are digital marketers. They all need graphic designers, okay? So there's that. Now, anyway, moving forward, building relationships with current customers. There are a few different things that you can do. Something that I am a massive fan of is direct mail. So sending things to people's houses. This is so underdone in the digital age, but think about it this way. Have you ever got a box of chocolates or some flowers in the post or a card from someone that you weren't expecting? Because if you have, you'll know how amazing it feels. It feels incredible. So when I used to work with quite a few brands, they would sometimes just send me these goodies, and I still get gifts from PR companies all the time who send me stuff because I'm an influencer on their books. They just send me these random boxes of stuff. And I'm not gonna lie, like pretty much all the time when this happens, I really wanna make an Instagram story. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, because I don't wanna always do it because I don't wanna annoy my customers. But I always send them an email straight away because I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful for it because it's so, so sweet. Okay, so let's say you have a customer, you work out their lifetime value. So how much are they roughly gonna be spending with you over time? Let's say their lifetime value is £1,000, right? So you're offering coaching, you do coaching calls for $200 each or something. The average person does 5. Okay, that'll be really bad customer retention. If you're only getting that, you definitely need to sign up to work with me because I can help you with that. But you need to do impact through influence. But anyway, yeah, so they do 5 calls with you. That means their value is $1,000, right? Your overheads is literally nothing. Literally nothing. So basically, let's say you're making $990 profit. Let's just say, okay? That means that you have $990 of profit to buy things for them in order to get them to come back. So let's just say you were to literally spend $100. That would be a big present, by the way. But let's say you were to spend $100 on some journal and something else that's related to your niche and send it to their house. That's amazing to build a relationship with them. You can send them a cute little note and they'll know that you're thinking of them. Yeah, it's amazing. So doing stuff like that is so powerful. Also, just showing them that you care about them, checking in with them even when you don't necessarily need to, and setting up a solid email automation on the back end is absolutely key. I use ActiveCampaign. I have a link that you can use, which is an affiliate link, but it also gives you a free trial, so I'll leave that link in the show notes. And if you have a good email automation, that means that as people are going through your program or your coaching, they're getting emails that are going to further help them and that are going to continue to engage them. So I do this for all of my programs. It is so key. Every single day that an email gets sent out, I notice that more people sign on to go check their course portal. And so it's super, super, super powerful. Another thing you can do to build relationships is to have a private Facebook group, because it's been proven time and time again, when there is a community attached to a particular program, people don't want to leave because they are in it not just for the thing, but also for the friends that they have inside that thing. So yeah, there's that. Yeah, also just sending people videos via Insta DM, making sure that you're going above and beyond for them, replying to them quickly, and that's it really. I mean, relationship building is so key. And also just asking them, look, is there anything else I can do for you? And then you get direct feedback straight away. And something that you can also do is surveying them. So you can create a survey on something like Typeform. I have a discount link for Typeform as well for you guys. Again, it's not an affiliate link or anything, but I just got it for you because I know that it might be helpful and I've got a big audience here. So I want to save you that cash money so that you can invest it in things such as impact through. But no, I'm just kidding. Well, I'm kind of not, but you know what I'm saying. So anyway, I've been podcasting all day now since 6 a.m. It's currently 4, and I feel like I am losing my marbles slightly and no longer providing as much value as I possibly could be. So I'm going to end this right now. Just know that if you implement these things, you are going to have extreme success. So have a lovely day. Take action. Get the thing done. And you'll be crushing it. See you later. Make sure to hit subscribe and tell one friend about this podcast and download the freebie so you can get the outreach DM.